In a world altered by the coronavirus, many things are more difficult, but musician Judith Kogan is finding that the work to overcome those challenges can be well worth the effort.
In the isolation of the pandemic, many people are picking up musical instruments. There's time for it. Music consoles and delights. It's a welcome break from screens, and for the determined, progress is palpable. But for those who'd been studying or teaching an instrument the old-fashioned way, the pandemic poses unique challenges. Live and in person would seem essential. It's all about nuance of sound, achieved through nuance of motion. A 360-degree view and unmediated sound would seem essential. I'm a classically trained harpist and harp teacher. With the lockdown, I thought I'd suspend lessons until we were allowed to enter each other's homes. But my students, digital natives carrying on with the rest of their lives online, saw no reason harp lessons shouldn't move there as well. Trust your students. It's not better than before. There are weird electronic distortions, like the screen that turns taut harp strings into twirling strings of twisty licorice.
The string just went really weird.
And compression distorts the volume of sound.
I didn't hear that top note. Did you play it?
Yeah.
Imagine a soccer or tennis clinic where the coach has a single flat perspective. You really need every angle.
Can you move the camera to your right elbow?
But it turns out there are benefits to teaching harp online. With most of the room cut out, there are fewer distractions. When three dimensions collapse into two, there's a weird intimacy. You can get up close, like ballroom dance partners. The students are more alert than ever. I see them when they're fresh, not after a sleepless night finishing a term paper. And they're practicing. Maybe they're bored at home? Waves of positive reinforcement from parents can't hurt.
My mom, during quarantine, like every morning, she's been asking me to like play for like 30 minutes, and she like drinks coffee while I'm playing, and like after every song, she like starts to clap.
There's a master-apprentice tradition to the centuries-old teaching of classical music. It's intimate and detail-oriented, and incorporates the ineffable power of the classical canon. Given the surreal times, we explore repertoire outside that canon. It's like a class in Shakespeare suddenly reading Pulp Fiction. Whenever possible, we find parallels to the strange moment we're living in.
It needs to be giddy and exuberant, like the lockdown has just ended and we can finally go outside.
Okay.
Again?
Online lessons have forced us to see and hear from a new perspective. That's important for artists, for all of us, actually. We adjust and adapt because, as John Lennon and Paul McCartney remind us, life goes on.
Judith Kogan is a professional harpist and harp teacher.